And joining us from the Agfest gates at Quirker's Park right now, it's good morning to Dylan Bellchambers, who's our reporter on the scene. Good morning, Dylan. How are you today?
Yeah, good. And yourself, mate?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Now, it's fantastic that Agfest can be back in this form this year after the disappointment of last year. And I think it's fantastic that we're going 4 days with it this year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Things were a buzz yesterday here. I thought it was great to see so many people out and about, spending money, supporting the Tasmanian economy, and, of course, enjoying a great agricultural field day here at Quirker's Park.
Absolutely. What is the vibe down there? Is it like people are just so excited that they're able to get back on the paddock?
Oh, absolutely. It's been 2 years since we've been here in the paddock. We did run Agfest in the cloud in 2020, but certainly that isn't the atmosphere like you get here at Quirker's Park. Mm. You know, yesterday was just incredible, and today, I have no doubt, it's going to be exactly the same.
Absolutely. I would actually say that I think years ago, my family attended it when it was in its early stages, Agfest, and there were only about 10 stalls there, but it has just grown and grown every year. Would you say that it's the stalls this year, there's more than there ever have been?
This year we are down a little bit. We're down to 500, and that's just due to the fact that international exhibitors can't get into the country and things like that. So, no, look, we're so pleased to have over 500. You know, the site doesn't feel any different. There's still just as many people and sites around. You know, there's a buzz, heaps of equipment, heaps of towers, everything from toolboxes, tractors to, you know, pools and spas, towers, socks, everything. You know, a lot of people know and love here at Agfest.
Absolutely. So what are some of the major, is there any new stuff this year that our listeners can think about if they're attending?
Yeah, look, if you have managed to secure a ticket, certainly we do have our new Quirker's Taste Strip, so there's 6 of those across site. We've removed the unique taste pavilion, so yeah, food's more easy, accessible. Our craft pavilions are no more, and we've got new craft markets that are outside. They're all been to reduce crowd hotspotting. So we can deliver our COVID-safe event here at Agfest, but certainly there are some of just the changes, but there's always something new. There are a number of new exhibitors here. There's always something, and the ones that are here, and they've been here for many years, they're always bringing something new too.
Okay, now what about parking? I presume it's the same as usual. I know people attending do tend to get a little bit frustrated with parking, but is it all good?
Yeah, absolutely. Things have flowed in well yesterday, and certainly no doubt they will today as well. So yeah, just same, plenty of signage on the road. Yeah, you turn off there on Doakes Road off the Bass Highway if you want to get to Agfest, and certainly you'll meet our lovely friendly volunteers there on site to greet you, and they'll park your car and head on through the gates. And as part of that, you do have your ticket, so you need to download the Check-in TAS app if you have not already, so you need to scan that on arrival and then present your Agfest ticket passes, either digital or printed, depending on what you chose when you purchased those. So, yeah, really good streamlined way to get in and out of sight. But, it's good. It's been great to have so many people through yesterday. And, again, looking forward to another great 3 days coming up.
Absolutely. Just in conclusion, I'm just thinking Agfest has just got more popular each year. In fact, it's probably more popular than the shows these days. Why do you think it is so popular? What's the thing that people like about Agfest?
Oh, look, whilst we're an agricultural-focused event, I guess we're really family-friendly, something for everyone, whether you're 2 years old right up to 70 or 80 years old. You know, it's great people. You meet, particularly for agricultural farmers and things, certainly, it's a great way to catch up with fellow farmers right across the state. Sort of just a conversation place, really, you could say. But, there's the families and things, a range of different things. There's great Agfest specials, some of the best deals on products you'll see all year round here, from caravans, cars, right down to your socks and Bunnings, everything's here. And I guess that's why it has and is so popular. And that's why we sold out a number of weeks ago. And unfortunately, if you don't have a ticket to the paddock event, you won't be able to join us here at Quirker's Park. But certainly you can jump online from May 8 to 15 on agfest.com.au for Agfest in the cloud.
Okay, Dylan, good to talk to you this morning. Have a good day. And we might even see if we can get you to have a chat tomorrow as well.
Fantastic. Look forward to it.